Hello, we've just been to see the film Cloud Atlas, or A Bunch of Things Happening for Some Reason, as it should be called.
James should pay attention more to films.
No, well, as you may know, there's like 8 different threads of plot in different historical eras, none of which cross over apart from in sort of trite ways. Like there's a guy in the slavery times, and then his journal props up the desk of a bloke as a composer.
He was reading it, and that was the other half of the book. So you're not even getting that bit.
But so basically, the overall premise of the film is it's saying that these things all are somehow connected in some sort of causally ambiguous way.
No, they're not. It's just an interesting, like, an idea of not reincarnation exactly, but you meet the same people over and over again, and that's essentially what it is. Like, they all meet each other over and over again in different times.
It was interesting. As a piece of cinema, it was interesting. It was like watching sort of 8 different short films, and they were interesting. There was Slavery Times 1. There's loads of films about slavery at the moment.
No, what I like at the end, they flick through all the different characters, and like you don't notice half of them. Like you notice the ones that are, but they all have a spot in each other's timelines, which is fantastic.
There's like 6 major actors in it, and they all have play a different character. Like Hugh Grant is at one point a sexist businessman, and then at another point he's like a zombie warrior in the future. And
he was awesome. That was amazing.
It was weird. I don't know what my worry is that philosophically the point it's making is something really sort of lame, like isn't it good how love saves all the day or whatever.
It's not that at all, because obviously a lot of the people that they meet are not in love and are in fact assholes and really bad people. So it's not that. It's really good. It was really good, and I really enjoyed it, even though our fucking cinema didn't have any heat. Oh my god, that was very cold by the end. Never go to Surrey.
So what was your favourite of the various plot threads?
I like the futuristic one with the
future career.
Fabricant.
Yeah, no, the only thing about that is they call them fabricants, and I can't help but think of Mike Fabricant, the Tory MP with ridiculous hair. But it was
that wasn't even the most futuristic one.
It was a bit like, because it was made, but this the film was made by the Matrix directors.
It's a book.
The Wachowskis. I know, but it was directed, so it's sort of like, it was a bit Matrixy. I thought, in that. That's the thing with the film. Every time Hugo Weaving turned up, including when he was he was dressed up as a scary nursing home woman.
That was hilarious.
Which was really good. I just kept thinking, I wish they'd make a better sequel to The Matrix and have Hugo Weaving being menacing and Agent Smith again.
I really enjoyed it. I give that like a 9.5 out of 10. I was engaged the entire way through.
It was engaging throughout. I thought the weakest one was the post-apocalyptic one with the space age woman and Tom Hanks, like the caveman who talks in stupid language.
That's not what it was at all. They're clearly from different parts of the.
But the point is, I just thought that was the weakest one, because it was just a bit like.
It wasn't weak.
What do you think the weakest?
What would happen if civilization broke down? That's exactly what would happen.
I was wondering that myself. I mean,
it was really cool. It played with lots of interesting kind of things. I really, really liked it.
Yeah, and the.
I love the narrative, like the way they. Like each of those characters cross over different like time streams as well, because the fabricant was watching a film based on one of the characters that he wrote, and it was just great.
I was expecting that's the sort of linking thread to be a bit more developed. I thought it was going to be like
it might have been in the book, but you know it already was a hugely long film.
Yeah, it was a very long film. Yeah, it's just if only if it had been like they're all simulated in a computer or something, that would have been a nice sort of.
You need a better imagination.
Let's go home and watch The Matrix.